Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Cohen will spend the next 3 years in a federal prison.
Let's go over the news line for that to Washington. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. And we wonder about the fallout from this case and how it might impact the president, Stephen.
Well, it's a very important point. We have 2 minutes. Let's get to it quickly. The point that was announced yesterday by federal prosecutors is very significant, and that is that they reached a non-prosecution agreement with AMI, the publisher of the National Enquirer. As part of the agreement, prosecutors say they won't go after AMI. AMI admits, essentially, that it did break campaign finance law, working in concert with the Trump campaign to make the hush payment. Now, the president, just this morning in the last few minutes, issued a trio of tweets, his first response on the record to Michael Cohen's claims in court yesterday that he did dirty deeds out of blind loyalty to his former client. The president says he never directed Michael Cohen to break the law. He says that as a lawyer, Cohen should have known not to make a mistake. And now, having made a mistake, the president says Cohen has great liability to him. He also insists that Cohen's hush payments did not constitute a violation of campaign finance law. He suggests that even if it were against the law, it would be a civil violation, which I don't think is necessarily the case. But obviously, federal prosecutors didn't think it was the case. They charged Cohen with this. He pleaded guilty to it. And a federal judge, most importantly, accepted that guilty plea on that basis.
And the president has said, first, he said he didn't know about the payments. Then he said he knew about them after the fact. And now he's saying Cohen, as a lawyer, should have known better.
All of those things, that's the evolution of the president's explanation here. And you remember it was back in April, he claimed he had no advanced knowledge of it. So we'll see where this goes. But the significant development yesterday afternoon was federal prosecutors announcing that they had gotten cooperation from and an agreement with AMI, the publisher of the National Enquirer, which suggests that prosecutors know a great deal more than they have so far said about how this all went down. They have publicly said that AMI admitted it acted in concert with the Trump campaign.
And where are those pictures I was supposed to see? Thank you, Stephen Portnoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.